guys, and welcome to another episode of Real Talk, Real Faith. We have yet another guest with us here today. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hey guys, it's Hannah. Yes.
So before we get into our topic today, you guessed it, we're playing a game. So our game is a little bit of like, guess who? We're going to each have a person's name stuck to our forehead, and we have to ask the other person questions about who we have. And whoever guesses their own person first wins. If it doesn't make sense, you'll get it when we actually play the game.
Don't worry, it didn't make any sense to me either.
So let's get on with it.
Okay. I feel like I already... Didn't I just get this first? Okay, never mind.
Wait, I don't know. Did you see it? Okay.
No, I don't.
You can give me mine too. I'll close my eyes.
Oh, this better be someone that I know. Let me see this.
This should be easy for you.
Huh? So
you can ask me first.
Wait, I'm asking you about my character,
yeah,
right? Okay, is this person famous?
Kind of.
Jesus.
You can say that. Some will say yes, some will say no.
Okay.
How you define famous matters.
Okay, wait, is this person, like, from the Bible?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Is mine a woman?
Yes.
Okay.
Does mine in Hollywood, like music, act?
No, this person doesn't sing or act. I think they wish that they could, but they don't.
Wish?
Yeah. I don't think they have the capacity.
It hasn't happened yet.
It hasn't been realized yet.
Yo, that's actually hilarious. Okay.
Is my person a celebrity?
No. Oh, well.
You said no.
Okay, well, like, no, I would not. Right now, no, that person is not a celebrity.
It's a woman and it's not a celebrity right now.
No.
Okay.
Wait, this is kind of hard because I don't even know who it is. Is my person like African, white?
I think they're predominantly African.
Okay, African.
There might be a little bit of white in there too, you don't know.
Who is this? I don't know who this is. I actually don't know who this is.
It's okay. When you see it, you'll be annoyed how
I
answer that.
Are you confusing me? I'm actually giving you good answers, Queen.
Okay. Is my person black?
No.
Oh.
Okay, is my person... Do I know this person?
Yeah.
Queen!
Yeah, you know that. My person is not black. Is my person... Oh, you said they're kind of not really a celebrity.
No.
What job does this person have?
This is one's kind of hard. This person was a queen. That was a good
queen. The Queen of Sheba?
She was a queen. That's all I got to say.
Okay. It's not Esther?
That's all I got to say.
It's not Esther? It's Esther?
What was mine? It was your mom. You know what's so funny? I was like thinking, I'm like, is this pastor? I was thinking of your dad. I wasn't thinking of your mom.
Nah.
Not she wishes to be famous. Pastor D, I hope you're
hearing
this.
I said that's how some people would define it.
I should have said, does she write books?
Yeah. I don't know if that would have helped though.
That would have really helped.
Yeah, we can do another one.
Yes, for another one. Okay. That was actually kind of hard.
See, it's not that bad when you're actually doing it.
Oh, okay. This one's good.
Okay.
Okay, mine's really easy. I feel like yours is easier than mine.
Yours is very easy.
Okay.
Okay.
You want to go first?
You can go first.
Okay. Is my person a woman or a man?
A man.
Okay.
Cool. They would identify as a man.
Okay.
is my person in the Bible?
No.
Okay, I don't know why I asked that first.
Is my person black?
Kind of. Like, actually, this is legit. I'm answering it properly. This person, some people would emphasize the blackness. Other people would say that they're maybe not fully black.
Huh? Kind
of semi-black.
Okay.
Half black. I don't know. I don't know their genealogy.
Okay, go. Your turn.
Oh, is my person a celebrity?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, hers is so easy. This is not even fair. Oh my god. Okay. Does my person do music, act?
Okay, on a podcast. I'm going to answer you properly. Your person is not a singer and they're not an actor, but they have been in a movie before, but they're not an actor.
So the person does not sing, no. But they have been in a movie
before. They've been in a movie probably once and they're not an actor.
Okay.
Okay. Is my person... I already asked about celebrity, right?
Yes, she did. Yeah, he did.
Is my person... I don't know what else to ask. Okay, what job does my person have?
Your person does music. Okay. That was a very vague answer. Okay. Did my person ever like run for something?
Yeah.
Okay, I know who this is.
Who is it?
Is it Barack Obama?
Yeah. Yes. The race thing, did that help?
Yeah, that kind of helped.
Because he's not fully black.
Yeah.
So, yours was DeVito, by the way.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
I said your person does music. If the person was like, you know, African, like whatever, then that probably would have given it away.
It would not have helped.
Really?
I would never have guessed. Oh. So we're done with the icebreaker for the first episode. But what we're going to be talking about today is making friends. I know. I thought you'd be a good person for this because you seem like very outgoing.
People always say that, but like...
Now you just radiate like extrovert energy.
True, but I'm actually... People don't know this, but I'm very shy around... I mean, this is everybody, but I feel like I'm very shy around people I don't know. But I feel like that's everybody, though.
I wouldn't describe you as shy.
Okay.
So the first question, and you can excuse my wording, but I thought this was the best way to ask it.
Okay.
If an alien appeared in front of you right now, mm-hmm. and asked you to define friendship, how would you describe it?
Whoa, this is deep. I feel like friendship is not about like how long you've known somebody or like how like you just, you know, I feel like friendship, how this is kind of hard. Wait,
it's hard, yeah, it's
okay. I feel
it.
Like it's definitely, I feel like I said, it's not someone you've known a long time, because anybody could, like, you meet could automatically be your friend. And I feel like friendship is honestly all about, like, loyalty, mm-hmm. and, like, love. And, like, honestly just being, like, I would say, like, friendship is someone, like, your next, like, having, like, a next brother or next sister,
like,
if that makes
sense. Family, like, but they're not related.
But they're not, like, blood. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, friendship to me is not, like, related by blood, but that's still like you're kind of your family. So like the same way that like I wouldn't really say the same way you would treat your family, because I feel like that's a bit too deep, but like the same type of like respect you have for your family, the same type of love you show for your family, the same kindness and the same like type of like things you would give up for family is kind of like what you would give like with your friend, if
so
that makes sense.
It's kind of like your chosen family.
Yeah. Yeah,
like the same attention and like, mm-hmm. like effort kind of, that you'd put
yeah,
into
you would
your
put
familiar.
Into like yeah. anything you would put into like your friendship. So like anything that requires like that's like loving, being loyal, just being there for that person, even when it feels like you're going through hell too. Yeah. But you know, so you still being there for that person as well. So yeah,
that's a good definition.
I feel like that was like all over the place.
I didn't know how you were gonna answer that one. So, yeah, I guess it's kind of related. Is there, like, do you view friendship personally a little bit different, or is it kind of the explanation that you gave?
I feel like a lot of the friends that I do have right now, I see them, like, us being friends for, like, a very long time. Mm. And I feel like it's the same thing that goes with family. Like, that's your family. That's no matter what happens, that's going to be your family till you leave this earth. So I feel like when I see my friends, I see them as like people that I really, and when I also do pick my friends, mm-hmm. I always make sure that it's like not a short-term type of friendship.
Okay.
And like it's like, okay, I kind of see this going on for a long time, because mm-hmm. it's like this is to me is like sisterhood, you know. So yeah.
Yeah, that's a good explanation.
Yeah.
So also, if you notice, I might not answer some of these questions. I don't know
why.
Because yeah, I don't have an explanation.
Why? What's up?
I'm still in the process of thinking about it. So the next question would be: on a scale of 1 to 10, mm-hmm. how easy do you think making friends is for you?
I would, okay, I feel like you're going to think I'm going to say 10.
Because that's what's in my head.
That's exactly, yes, exactly. I feel like this is what a lot of people would think is an easy 10. But I feel like mine would probably be like, I would say like a good 7, 8. Mm,
that's so high though.
Right. Yeah. But like, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like before anyone becomes my friend, like a lot of factor does go into it. Like before I actually just call anybody like my friend, if that makes sense. Like, yeah, we can be hanging out, whatever, we see each other like in class, does not make you my friend. Like, you know, or more like acquaintance. I feel like it's not hard for me to make friends because like I'm a very social person. So like me and you could like see each other and be like, we can talk. Maybe we have the same class, we talk there again, or I see you in the hallway, we talk there again. Does not mean that we're friends. Mm-hmm. We just like see each other around campus or like we stop and we talk, whatever the case may be, but does not mean that we're friends. But I would say like it's very like easy for me to get into acquainted with people. I would put it that way. Like, mm-hmm. I would say that.
Yeah. So you're like a 7, 8.
7, 8.
4.
You're like a 4?
Yeah. Cause like I'm shy. I don't even know if I'm shy. Yeah, I think I'm shy. So like approaching people is not something that
I
do. So that's like the biggest barrier. So even if it's like, okay, if I'm seeing people a lot, we can form acquaintances.
Yeah.
But like you have to approach people to get into actual friendship with them.
But the thing is though, I feel like even me, like when I'm walking, like when I get on campus, like the only thing, I'm not stopping to talk to anybody. I'm just going straight to my class.
No, but like even I feel like talking to people that sit beside you.
Oh, like true. You have to like be approachable. Yeah. See me, yeah. I'm gonna be like, girl next to me, I do not understand what this professor is saying. Let's switch numbers. Can you send me notes? I remember one time in my music class, I have a music class, and what would happen? Yes, it was like the first day of come back. I had to go actually go do my hair, guys. Sorry, I had to go do my hair. You know, comes first. I'm joking.
Wow.
No, I'm joking. But what is it called? I missed that class, but then literally the week after I came back to the class, and I was just like, oh hey, like, and I literally, this girl right behind me, and the class was about to be done, and I was like, hey, can you please, like, I wasn't here last week, and I told her the reason why I wasn't here. She's like, oh yeah, for sure. Like, she even gave me her number.
Wow.
Meaning, like, you know, like, I'm just trying to say, like, what if I was like a stalk, like, you know what I'm trying to say? But obviously I know, because that's number. Like, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
But it's at the same time, obviously, because I also feel like making friendship too. Also, like, I know it's not part of the question, I'm kind of going steering off.
Yeah.
But like this, I also have to do with like, I feel like your appearance as well.
Like, you, if you don't look approachable,
you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, because I don't look like, when I'm outside, I like, don't look approachable.
I'm not trying to say, you know, approachable.
No, so I know I'm not.
Like, sometimes some people, like when I see some people walking, I'll just be like, dang, that girl, like, her face just looks rude. Like, she feels like she would just punch me and not even care. Like, you know what I'm trying to say? Some people, I feel like, with her, like, she just looked very bright.
Mm.
Like, she was a white girl, but, like, that has nothing to do with anything. Yeah. But I'm just trying to say, like, the way she looked very bright. Her, like, she looked serious. Yeah. And, like, I'm like, okay, she doesn't seem like a mean person. Like, the way she was smiling, her cheeks was red. Mm. I'm like, okay, if I ask for her her number so she can send me these notes, she probably wouldn't decline it.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, okay, let me, like, also, so I did what I did.
See,
so.
The difference between you and me is I would have just suffered and not had the notes for that class. I would not have asked a single person in that room.
So what if your life depended on it?
Like,
if
I would
die. What if, like, your life depended on that note? Queen, you can't tell me.
I would ask the professor.
Me personally, I'm gonna have to ask the professor to go and ask somebody else to come back to me. Cause no way. Like, I feel like, I don't know. The thing about like being approachable is just like, I don't know. Sometimes I just don't really care about my parents. Sometimes I just don't care. I really couldn't care. So, yeah.
Okay. So I'll go to the next question then.
Okay.
How do you usually go about making friends? Like, how do you, what's your process? If you have a process.
Process?
Yeah.
You know what's so funny? I don't think I even have a process. Like, for example, like, I make friends, like, through mutual friends, if that makes sense.
Okay, that makes sense.
So, like, let's say, for example, me and you are friends, right? And then let's say you have a friend. Me and you go out for coffee or something like that. But then you're like, oh, is it okay if, like, one of my friends come? Obviously, I'm like, oh, why not? And, like, I easily make, easily become my friend in a way. I kind of make it through, like, mutual connections in a way. Like, a lot of my friends that I have, except for, like, a few of them, I've made through, like, mutual, like, connection, if that makes sense. So like that's, I would say that's kind of like my process in a way. So it's not really that like a process, but like, yeah, like it usually, you know,
yeah,
how I usually meet my friends.
So I'm not gonna answer this because I don't have a process. The next question is like, how do you, okay, is there like a specific way that you approach, this sounds like, what do you call them, sociopath?
Oh,
but like, is there a specific way that you are usually approach people? Like, let's say it's outside of your friend's friend, mm-hmm, but like, yeah, if you're in class,
yeah,
and you want to talk to someone, somebody? Is there like a way that you do that, or do you just go up to them?
I kind of like test the waters. Like, I'll test it. I'm like, okay, usually me when it comes to like making friends in my, like literally for my criminology class, I kid you not, I literally made friends like first year, made friends with these girls because once again, they were black. And I feel like
that
another thing that really helps, because I feel like black to black,
we got Nigerian,
you know what I'm saying? And they were literally both African, and she was, one of the girls were Nigerian too. So it's just like, I'm just like, we got to see
we understand each other, me and you, we already
connected from afar, you know what I'm trying to say? So it's just like with her, like I literally, until this day, like we're still friends. So it's just like, that really helped too. Literally, I was sitting at the, I came in and then I was like, I looked so confused. I was like, oh my gosh, like, what am I doing here? Like, I was like, and then they're like, oh my gosh, come sit here. Obviously, they seen and I was
they
black.
Were nice.
Huh?
They were nice.
They were trying to say, you know what I'm trying to say? Also, they were Nigerian too. So then I was just like, they were like, oh yeah, come sit here, come sit here. Cause I looked so confused. Like, I was like, where is this it? Like, am I in the right place? So then we sat there and we're talking. I'm like, oh, you're in crim too? She's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Literally, first day of class, sitting beside them, went through the whole year together. Boom. You know, that's how.
It's a university life I'm trying to live.
Like, that's literally how. And also, just feel like, what was the question again?
It's, how do you usually go about approaching people?
Okay, yeah. And I was going to just say, like, I feel like a lot of the friendships I made is just based off of me in my, just me in classes. Like, one of my other friends, and also, like, social media. I know you don't, I don't think you have social media. Right? I feel like social media, the type of, like, social media world that I live in, a lot of people, like, know each other. For example, like, one of my friends that I met, her name is Jessica. So, Jessica, I have, like, some of her mutuals on social media. So, like, they posted her for her birthday.
Like, on Instagram?
Like Snapchat, stuff like that. So, they posted her for her birthday. So, when I seen her in my class, I was like, oh, my gosh, you look so familiar. And I'm like, I swear, like, I've seen you on someone's, like, someone's reposted you for your birthday or something like that. So it was just like, I'm just like, yeah. She's like, yeah, you look familiar too. You see like how easy that is for me to just connect with her just because from social media.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Can't relate. Can't relate. Yeah. I mean, honestly, guys, social media is coming to an end, so I'd really click colors.
Wow. Okay. Okay. The next question is, do you think that friendship requires stepping out of your comfort zone in any way?
Okay. Wait, what do you mean my comfort zone?
Okay, wow, I'm gonna, it's a loaded question, so I'm just,
like, there's a lot of, like, things that's your comfort, like,
not crossing your boundaries, but, like, let's say, like, if you're a shy person, which you said you are shy with people that you don't know, do you think that if you wanted to make a friendship, it would require you to step out of that?
100%. Okay. You have to definitely step out. Because I feel like if you don't, that's the thing about, like, being shy. You just have to close your eyes and just go ahead and do it. Because I feel like, at the end of the day, you're never going to regret it. And I feel like, I know sometimes it's very hard because you can get anxiety. Like, what if they don't like me? Or, like, they don't like my attitude, like, or my vibe. And it's just, like, you honestly just need to, like, in this life, I always say you need to take risks. Whether or not, like, the person ends up being your friend, at least you knew you went out there and you tried, you know? And it's also, like, at the end of the day, that's all that matters. Like, you tried to make this person your friend. And majority of the time, too, like, a lot of these people, like, even people are even scared to make friends too. So like, you just never know who you go up to, and they're like, oh my gosh, like, maybe that person's actually been wanting to be your friend for a while too. And now you look at what you just did, you know? So it's definitely, you definitely do need to break out your comfort zone for sure.
I think building on that, how do you get yourself out of your comfort zone? Like, I know you, is it anything more than just like what you said, closing your eyes and just doing it? Is there like a way you psych yourself up or anything like that?
Definitely like feeling good, like feeling and looking good. I feel like, because I feel like when you feel good and you also look good, you feel like, I I feel like you're like on the top of the world. Mm. Like nobody can
like you have that confidence.
You have that confidence. So it's just like, and also another thing too is like, also I feel like when you also have God in you as well, you feel like you just have that confidence to just like, just go and not like go and talk to anybody, but like whatever you really want to put your mind to, you will do it just because you feel and you look good, I feel like. So I would say like that's kind of one of the things, but like what else would I say? I don't know.
I'm trying to, for me, I would tell myself it's not that serious.
Yeah, like, you know?
Now, like, I don't go out of my way to talk to people in class. Mm. But, like, some professors make us do group work. I don't know why we're doing group work in third year. But, like, if I am too scared to say something. Mm. Like, at the end of the day, even if I say something stupid, they're not going to beat me up. They can't beat me up in the middle of this classroom.
I actually take it in that, like, a lot of the things that we think is so serious is not that serious. Like,
what's the worst thing that can happen?
And one thing about me is that, like, I have shame, but, like, my shame is not a lot. Like, I feel like you know what I'm trying to say? Like, I feel like I don't get embarrassed easily. Like, there's a lot of people, like, they do one small thing, and it's like, or, like, they say the wrong answer. They're like, oh, my gosh, I'm never speaking ever again. Like, yeah. Oh, my gosh, I have to drop out this class so these people don't know who I am. Yeah. I feel like me sometimes, like, I remember, like, in my music class, what is it called? Like, I've always been such a scared, like, I've been so scared to, like, always use my hand and speak.
Yeah.
Especially, like, when the class is not, like, big, but it's also big at the same time. So, I remember one time, I had my hand and I said my answer, and she was just like, yep. I was like, yep. Good after. You know, you feel good after, and it's just, like, you feel confident, and it's just, like, it's scary to do, like, when I'm literally have my hands raised, but, like, my heart is beating really fast, but I'm like, I have to do this because I want to get my marks that I bonus marks that I want, and I have to do this. And majority of the time, it's like, also if you do your research, you do your homework, there's really not gonna be any wrong answer. So
I think I've only gotten myself to that point, like, to raise my hand when it's for marks. If it's just like if there's no participation marks, I'm not gonna talk in class. So the next question is, do you think that there are different levels to friendship, or like different kinds of friendships?
Oh, for sure.
Okay. And then, yeah, so you can talk a little bit about,
like, different levels as in like best friend, good friend.
Sure. However you want to interpret it.
I feel like, I don't know, for me, I feel like I don't even have, like, I try to treat my friends the same way. So, like, I wouldn't even say there's, like, levels to it. I don't know. I feel like if you're talking about, like, best friend, and, like, yeah, like, obviously your best, that's, like, your bestest friend. So, you obviously, anything compared to, like, a regular friend, you're going to do more for that best friend than you will for your regular friend, right? So, I don't know. Is that what it's, like, talking about? Like, there's different levels?
Girl, I don't know.
Like, I don't know. Like,
I think, like, the way I view the levels is kind of the closeness. Like
how long you've known somebody?
No, like even if I haven't known somebody for long, but I feel like the intimacy is there. The intimacy. Then, like, I can talk to them
about
more,
anything.
About more things than I could somebody that I don't feel as close to.
I get what you're trying to say.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say like, oh, this is what you said before, like close friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like it, my acquaintance, somebody that I know in class.
Oh, yeah.
If I was feeling depressed, I'm not gonna go tell them.
That's true. I feel like with me too, like, I know, like, the three people that I go to when I'm going through, like, in the same type of time. Like, I will definitely go. I know the three people I immediately call. Those are, like, my three people that I call. Oh, I go to, like, my family or something, or, like, my sister.
Yeah.
Or, like, if I'm going through something, I go to, like, those people. But, like, if you're talking about friends, what? I know my three people that I definitely go to when I'm facing, like, whatever I'm going through, then I definitely would go to those three people. I probably would not go to, like, my other friends, just because I feel like, it's not like I don't trust you guys. I definitely will, but it's just like, I feel like those people, there's a reason why they're my top three, because of the fact that I know that the type of advice that they're gonna give me is gonna make sense,
solid.
And it's gonna be godly as well, and it's also gonna, like, it's gonna, like, get back. It's gonna make me, like, get back on my feet, and makes me, like, get me out of that hole that I'm in already.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, I would say that for sure. And then, like, definitely my friends. Obviously, I would still tell them about, like, oh yeah, like, what's going on, like, my life. You know, if a boy breaks my heart or, like, small little things like that, then, like, yeah, I probably won't go into great detail, but I'll probably just be like, yeah, he did this, and then
we're done.
And we're done. You know what I'm trying to say? So, yeah.
So for the next question, what do you think makes a friendship deep? Like for those three people that you said you know, mm-hmm. like what is it? What is it that makes you feel that you can go to these people other than like, you know, that you know they'll give you solid advice? Like,
I just feel like because like the intimacy is there mm-hmm. and like those three people, like they've really been there for me before. So, and it's just like, even the times when I've been weird, or I feel like I feel like nobody loves me or anything like that. Like those two people who have been there for me, the times where like, and they've, no matter what I've done or like what we've been through, like they've still stuck, like they're still here with me till this day. So it's just like, that's why I feel like I would go to those three people, because it just goes like deeper than just, oh yeah, I've known her for a long time. It's just because like, even when the times when I've been weird or I've been annoying or the times where I've done too much or something like that, they're still being here for me, and like the intimacy just runs super 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 deep. So
that's good.
Yeah,
I agree.
What about you?
No, that's same, you said it all.
I know, what about you though?
No, because I think it's the same of like, if I've gone to somebody before and they've been dependable,
mm-hmm.
then that's the depth, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's not just being knowing them for a long time, because there are people that I've known for a long time that I'm not close to, right? So it's just that I know I can depend on you. Like you've shown me, mm-hmm, yeah. That, yeah. And then you also reciprocated that. Like if you're going mm-hmm. through something, you've talked to me about it.
Yeah.
So I feel like, okay, we have that kind of connection where it's okay for us to be open mm-hmm. in that kind of way.
I feel like another thing too with me as well is that like when I'm going through something, I don't like to tell people right away, because I feel like, no, I just don't think that's right. Honestly and truly, the first person, I was about to say my Jamaican accent, but
so you're not even Jamaican, ma'am.
No, I'm just like, the first person be go to. Let me not say that. But the first person I go to, honestly, is I go to, the first person I go to, I feel like everyone says this, but this is honestly my real, is God, literally. That's the first person I literally go to.
So the next question is,
how many questions do you have left?
A lot. Okay. There's a bunch of mini ones, though.
Oh, okay. Cool.
What about vulnerability?
Ooh.
Because we talked about intimacy and, like, track, like, showing that you, like, dependability.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that vulnerability also plays a role?
Yeah. Just like how you have to be vulnerable to God, you have to be vulnerable to your friends. If you...
Sorry, it's loud.
If you want to make that friendship grow, the same thing with God. If you want to make that relationship grow with God, you need to be vulnerable, you to be honest as well. So I feel like the type of vulnerability that I would show is probably like crying. I cried at my friends a lot.
Yeah,
but yeah, so like that's probably one thing I would say, like
vulnerability
is definitely needed in a friendship if you want that friendship to grow and last longer, because then your friends can also just you're not a strong person, or like not the funny person in the group that like, you know, you still have feelings, and that, you know, they know they're going to be there for you and stuff like that. So
I agree. I think vulnerability is important. Like, I don't think you can be like deep with someone without being vulnerable, because that means you're hiding something, right? The deepest part of yourself from them. So
that's why I'm just like, even guy friends too. Like,
I feel like they're vulnerable with each other.
No, I feel like guy friends are not, I feel like, and that's why I feel like they're related, because I seen a thing on TikTok, and this is like sidetracking, they were seeing how the reason why girl friendships last less compared to why guy friendship last longer.
It's because girls are more vulnerable.
It's because girls, we're not afraid to hide our feelings. Like, if you do something to me today, I'm going to come to you and be like, listen, queen,
what
you did to me, I don't like it. Mm. You're going to have to fix up that attitude, unless we're going to stop being friends. Okay. Boom, now you're feeling some type of way because I just said that. And now it's like, oh, but you did this to me and I didn't say anything.
But I think guys would just stop talking to each other.
But the thing with guys, though, this is what guys would do. It's an easy, listen, I'm not going to lie, homie, what you did to me,
but
it's
how
a
is
bit
that
weird. But you know, we gonna move past it, we shake it out, move on with life.
That's it.
But the thing with girls, it's like, no, but you did this to me last week and I didn't see anything.
Okay, see, the problem with that is you're not letting go of the past.
Girl,
like what I did last week is irrelevant.
that's what I'm trying to say. It's just like, not exactly, not that you're gonna be like, but what I did last week was whatever, so why are you bringing that up right now? We're in the now. But guys, it's just like, they shake it up, and it's like, you know what, we forgive each other, we gonna move on.
Okay.
You know what I'm trying to say?
I get it.
They were just saying how, like, and I was just like, you know what, it doesn't, like, make sense, because I do feel like girls' friendship do last, but if you really see, like, a lot of guys, like, they've been friends with people since, like, they're friends from, like, grade 2.
Yeah, but I feel like the things that they do together are different, too.
Right, I feel like it's a whole different dynamic, too. Yeah. Because, like, I feel like girls were just so intimate. Like, oh my gosh, I'd be like, yeah, queen, you look so beautiful. You look stunning today. But guys just be like, they see their friend, just like, yeah, you're so, let's go in. They don't even say you look acknowledge, nice. They okay. don't even say, let's just go in. Because I feel like girls were just so intimate. Like, we really, like it's, I can think about so many intimate things a girl can do in their friendship compared to, like, what guys would do in their friendship, too.
I wouldn't know because I'm not a dude, so I don't know. I don't know how intimate.
I try to see with, like, my brothers, but it's just, like, even my brothers in his friendship, I'm just like, how are you guys still friends? You guys are talking to each other like this. If I was talking this to my friend, they probably would have been cut me off. But whatever.
We expect more from each other.
I feel like, which is so, like, crazy to me. Because I feel like, I don't know. But it's very, like, it's a very interesting, that, like, the dynamic between men and women.
We need to have a separate episode about this.
We do. Yeah.
I'll write it down. So, I think on that vulnerability aspect, do you think it's kind of scary for you to be open and honest with each other? And if you do think it is, how do you overcome that fear, even though, because you think it's necessary, right?
Mm-hmm,
for a friendship is. So, like, how do you overcome that fear, if
it definitely is scary to open up to someone, because, like, you never know what they can do with that information. Mm. They could go and spread your information to other people and be talking behind you about your back.
Yeah.
But I feel like to overcome that, it's really just about, like, I don't know, I feel like trust. I feel like you will know when you trust a person. Like, something will just, your gut will just tell you, like, I trust you, because you know they won't go back in.
Yeah.
If your gut is telling you otherwise, then obviously you do not share that vulnerability for that moment with them. But to overcome it, I would say, was, like, trust. And, like, you, because I feel like you just saying that, like, oh, I need to be vulnerable in this friendship, so I need to tell them this. It's not really going to work.
Yeah.
Because it's just, like, now you're just forcing yourself to tell this person about your business when you don't need to. Don't feel like you need to. So I feel like another thing, too, is just, like, it's really about trust. And also, like, testing the waters with this person and seeing, like, I don't know if I should say this, but
if it's that bad, we could cut it out.
I feel like with me and my friends, I feel like, like, I try not to, the thing is, I like, test the waters to see, like, if they would go back and say something. So, like, I've been giving them, like, false, don't put this.
Wait, actually, no, don't admit to this. Don't, no, it's okay.
I'll tell you after.
Yeah, she'll tell me after.
I'll cut that part out.
Don't admit to
but
that.
But what is it called? But, yeah, like, I just feel like, because sometimes, and the thing is, another thing, too, is, like, your friends will tell on themselves, too, as well.
Mm.
Like, let's say I come to you now, and I'm like, oh my gosh, Queen, I'm really going through a hard time in school. Like, I'm failing my grades, da-da-da-da, boom, boom, boom. Behind my back, you go and tell Fumi, for example. Down the week, Fumi's coming to me talking about,
like, girl, how
you been? I heard, you're failing classes, and she's talking about class. I'm just like, how do you know I'm failing classes? And the only person I told was Queen. That must be Queen is talking behind my back with Fumi. This can't be. That's how you know. That's literally, and the thing about it is, like, your friends will tell, and it's not like I want it to happen, but, like, if in a way where it's, like, kind of like, you know, if you feel kind of scared or something like that, I feel like it will definitely come back, and I feel like something will just happen where you just feel like that friend is not trustworthy. Mm-hmm. Like, I just feel like something will happen.
Okay. For me, I'm kind of more closed off, so the way that I deal with vulnerability is that I like to process things on my own. So
first, before you tell anybody,
Like, there's some things I just won't tell people.
You don't tell. Like, I don't mean either.
I feel like, actually a lot. Like, it's extensive.
I feel like when it comes to, like, telling people things, like, it's better. I feel like me, like, I always ask myself, like, what are these people going to do for me except just give me a hug and uplift me?
Yeah.
Which is good, don't
get
me wrong.
Even the upliftment will help sometimes.
That's what I was saying. Like, I feel like it's come to a situation where it's like, I feel like me, I've trained myself to, like, really deal with my issues by myself to the point where I don't even need to even go to, like, friends or like family. I could just do it with myself because I know like I can get out of this mess myself. There's so many things that where I've gotten myself out of like a lot. So yeah. It's just like I feel like anything. Some of it's like upscale. Like if it's like a very, very like, yeah. You know, if it's extremely dangerous or someone's like stalking me, obviously I'm gonna go and tell somebody. Like
tell the police.
You need to tell the police. Not your friends. Not your friends. Anybody, for someone stalking you,
yeah.
You need to go to the police. Do not go to your friends. Yeah. But yeah, if it's like extreme like that on a scale, then obviously I'm gonna go and tell my family, police, whatever. So it's just like, what if it's like something that's like small, if I'm failing grades or like, you know, I'm feeling not confident in something or I want to start something, but I don't know if I should do it. Yeah. Like, I feel like I can do it that myself, if that makes sense. Mm, so yeah, I really need sense. To go to my friends, but whatever.
Okay. So we're going to go to the next part. It's kind of, you mentioned this before. You said, right, something about God. You mentioned God.
Yeah.
So we're going to be talking about friendship with God. And the first question I want you to kind of talk about is, what do you think it means to be a friend of God?
Friend of God?
Yeah. Friend of God.
Like, be friends with God.
Yeah. God's friend.
Like you said, vulnerability
okay.
is the first one, I feel like. Spending time with God is very, very important.
And God already showed that he's dependable.
Exactly. So and I feel like, exactly, he shows that he's dependable. And I feel like friendship with God is so intimate in ways that, like so many ways that we don't even know about. Like, just, like, spending time in quiet with God is, like, some those like things you can't even do with your friends. Like some people they don't even have that with their friends. But like I feel like vulnerability and like I feel like God has knows the most vulnerability side of me. Honestly.
Yeah, because he's the one that
that's the only person that like I feel like really knows my heart and knows like what can break me and what can make me or whatever the case may be. So like yeah, I just feel like with him it's just spending a lot of time with him, like giving him like. The most time that you can, like the time that you can really just time.
But like you're saying, like being intentional, right? Yeah. Like the vulnerability, spending
honest,
time with him,
being honest,
honesty,
being
those
real.
Are all intentional actions, right? Yeah. So like you have to make an effort, which is the same with non-dating friends, with human friendships.
Mm-hmm.
But like God is like the foundational one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like,
and I feel like it's even more special too because you. It's not like he's here in person.
Mm-hmm. But so he's like, always there.
But he's always... Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a lot more special because it's just, like, you're being vulnerable with God knowing that he's not like, right next to you.
Yeah, physically,
like,
yeah.
Physically, but it's, like, you're being intimate. You're telling him about your issues. You're crying to him. Yeah. But it's, like, he's not even there with you. So it's just, like, wow. Like, look at... Just think about it.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, it's definitely deeper... Then, like, I feel like it would be with, like, a human relationship.
Yeah, because, and then I'm thinking, like, the trust aspect of, like, you can't physically see. Like, if you're talking to your friends, you can physically see them there.
Yes.
So you have that trust of, like, this person is physically here with me. But for God, it's, you have to put trust in an unseen God.
Unseen
like, you can't
God,
see
yeah.
him physically.
And, like,
right?
the faith, too, that you have behind it. And, like, obviously, do you think, like, God is, like, you tell God something so hilarious, he's telling the angels, like, look at this girl.
They can hear what I'm saying.
Like, you see, like, how you tell your friends and they, like, laugh at you? Do you think God's, like, yo, this girl's hilarious.
As long as I can't hear him laughing at me, that's why.
That would be so embarrassing. That, I think I'll be, like, so, like, God, are you laughing at me right now? Like, damn.
But it's like, I think because he doesn't judge. Like you said,
judge.
He knows the deepest part of you, right?
Yeah.
So I don't think he can judge after everything he's seen.
Oh,
so.
Oh,
and he's seen worse than me. Okay, I can't be the worst.
He's seen, I can not me. Damn, yeah. I see things on the news all the time. I cannot be the worst.
No. So
he's seen way worse.
Yeah. So kind of in line with that, because we were talking a lot about like vulnerability and honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever find yourself falling into rituals? And not like...
Like friendship rituals?
Like with God. Your friendship with God. Not like voodoo, but... I have to read my Bible every day or else I'm not a friend of God. I have to listen to a sermon every week.
Every week because...
Yeah, those are kind of rituals, yeah.
Like, I see myself...
As not a... Or because you do those things, you see yourself as God's friend. Like that's the foundation
like,
of your
friend. Because I read my Bible every
day.
Single day.
Yes,
I'm definitely
your
know,
friend.
I'm
you're close. You're
I'm
tight.
I'm the favorite out of billions. Okay. The thing is, though, I will say this: that like reading your Bible and doing those type of things does pay off.
Mm.
Like I wouldn't say that, like, it doesn't, because I don't want to come here and be like, just because you don't have to read your Bible every day because, what was I going to say? You don't have to read your Bible.
Read your Bible every day to be God's friend.
You don't have, I don't want to come here and say that, because realistically, I feel like as us Christians, like, reading your Bible should be, like, a daily thing. Praying should be a daily thing. Or, like, you know, listening to, like, maybe not podcasts every day, but, like, you know. Whatever your type of situation, however you get close to God, that's how you get close to God, right? I don't want to come here and say, yeah, don't do that, and what, you still be close to God. No.
Yeah.
But I just feel like, I still feel like you... How do I say that? I feel like regardless of what you do, even if you don't read your Bible today, you don't read your Bible tomorrow, I feel like God still knows you. Especially the fact that you've already given your life to Christ, God still knows you. Obviously, he's still like, the day, let's say you didn't read your Bible for like a whole week.
Yeah.
That Monday you come back and you read the Bible. God is literally screaming in heaven, like, hallelujah, let's go. Like, she finally picked up her Bible. Yeah. He's not talking about, oh, she read her Bible for a week. She's knocked down my favoritism list. Like, she's all at the bottom at this point. Until she can read her Bible, she's gonna be back. No, he's not doing that because, like, realistically, just like the prodigal son, he came back. His dad was so happy, even though after what he did. And it's the same thing with God. Like, I don't think you. I wouldn't say don't read your Bible every day.
Definitely, you should read your Bible.
You should read your Bible every day. But, like, I don't think you.
No, let me try. It's like reading your Bible, praying, speaking in tongues. It's not the foundation of your relationship with Christ, right? There are methods so you can deepen it, right? Because you get to know God more when you read your Bible, when you pray, when you listen to sermons.
Yeah.
But even if you fall off the wagon,
it
doesn't mean God is not your friend, right? Like, he's still going to be there. You just need to go back to him, right?
Go back to the drawing board.
Yeah. So the next question, because we're rounding up just a little bit today. How's your relationship with God influenced or positively affected your current friendships?
It has never negative. I'll actually say this. It has never. Wait, let me think about this.
Never negatively.
It hasn't actually.
Yeah, I mean, it's like if.
It really hasn't, because I feel like. I'll tell you a story, actually. I'll give you one positive story that's actually done. So, I don't know if people are going to believe in this. Maybe you can cut this out, but I'm just going to say the story anyways. So, basically, my friend, she bought Beyoncé tickets.
Oh, for her latest tour?
Yeah, the tour that she just had, the Renaissance one. So, we're telling her not to go. We're telling her, like, don't do it because of, like, you know, the things that she tied with. You know, not every single celebrity you have to go see a concert. Yada, yada, yada. Me and my friend, we're telling her to not go. Do not go to this concert. Do not go. Do not go. Do not go. We're telling her, like, pray about it. Pray about it. Pray about it. And eventually, she ended up selling her ticket. Like, she ended up giving the ticket away. I don't even think she even sold it. I think she just didn't go. So, like, I just feel like things like that, it's just that, like, and now, like, you know, the girl, like, she's, like, so it's not she didn't believe in God before. She definitely did believe in God. But, like, now she's definitely a lot closer to God than she was, like, before.
Yeah, because she has, like, people telling her to act out. Yeah.
I'm trying to say, I feel like that's why I'm just saying, like, a majority of my friends that I do have are Christians. Like, they might not have the best relationship in God, but they are Christians and they do believe. And I feel like you just believing and, like, you know, you praying here and there and reading the Bible, I feel like that's, I wouldn't say it's enough, but that's a good start to, like, you know, no, you shouldn't do this thing. You know, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do this. And I feel like having that around you is very good as well.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, I would say, like, it hasn't really negatively impacted any of my friendship. I think it has positive, like, because I have friends who, like, if I want to do something, they'll be like, no, don't do it. Hannah, listen, don't do this. You know? So,
yeah. I think. Yeah. It's the same for me, but, like, going back to one of the things you said earlier, like, Christ is the foundation, or God is the foundation of all your other relationships, right? Like, if you don't have a good friendship with God, you're not going to have lasting confidence. Exactly. If you're insecure, right, like, deeply insecure, you can't maintain proper friendships, right? So even on that very foundational level, right, your relationship with God is impacting, right, your friendships with other people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I feel like, yeah, like, it, like having godly friends is very, very, very important.
But we're actually going to talk about this more in the next episode. So. Don't go too deep.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But I was gonna. Why are you guys coming for that episode?
They'll come back in 2 weeks. You're doing this. You're doing that episode.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But why are you guys not calling me for a dating episode? I'm hearing.
Ma'am, please do not spoil our.
I'm just gonna say. I'm saying, why aren't you guys coming for dating? Because I'm only hearing you're only gonna be called for people hearing this. You're only gonna be called for a dating episode only if you've ever been in a relationship. How does that work?
The foundation.
How does that work? Just because you've been in a relationship? No. I have some knowledge that I would like to put out into the world. Okay.
We're going to move to the last question for today's episode. Is what are some practical steps that you can take to deepen your friendship with God?
Definitely. I feel like speaking. I honestly feel like speaking about God is like. very and I feel like this is like one of like the lesser things people don't talk about. People always say, yeah, read your Bible, pray, but it's just like, okay, like what's that's more, it. That's it, like, more. But it's like Bible, yeah. Talking about, I feel like another thing that really strengthens, and I feel like I've seen it in myself too, is like talking about God. Like let's say like you read a Bible and you want to go talk about it to somebody else, like talking about that chapter you read, or talking about that verse or that video you talked about. It really does strengthen your relationship with God, because it's like you're actually talking about these things, and it's like you start to, like, I don't know, with me, I feel like when I talk about God, it's like something in me just starts to like fire within me.
Yeah.
And I just, like, I feel like talking about him, it's like you're speaking it, and it's like you're also like, you're like the Holy Spirit just flowing through your mouth.
Yeah, but you're thinking about it too.
You're thinking about
it.
And I just feel like when you talk about God, it also, like, people talk about God to other people, you also like see people's point of views about that thing. So I feel like that's a very, like, another thing that I feel like we shouldn't always forget. It's just God. I feel like a lot of people always jump to the conclusion of just read your Bible, pray, listen to Christian music, listen to podcasts. Those are like the four things that you want to do, like the two things you want to do. Yeah. I feel like going out there more and having more godly conversations, I promise you, that's like probably the best thing I would probably say that really strengthens your relationship. In my opinion, really strengthens your relationship with God, because it's like you're talking about it, like you're talking about God, not just like you're reading about it,
yeah,
or you're watching a video about it. You're really talking about it, and like what you've learned and the things that you've learned over the past few months, you're actually putting into this conversation. So it's very important. Mm-hmm.
For me, like, one of the practical things, other than reading my Bible, the four things that you mentioned, is going, it's kind of in line with your talking about it. I write poetry about some of the things that I've been thinking.
That's really
like
good.
When I was reading the book of Genesis, I wrote a poem about the book of Genesis.
That's good.
Right? Like, if I'm thinking about pride and God's response to pride, I've written poetry about that. But it's about, like, it's a way to actually think about the things that God is showing me, right? So it's not like scriptures going into one ear and going out the other. Like, you're processing it and making it a part of your life.
And I feel like when I talk about it, like, it makes me want to go read some more.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, like, I'm just talking about, you know, Daniel and the lions, then, oh my gosh, let me go read some more. Like, let me go start reading some more so I can come back and talk to more people about this. So it makes you actually, like, want to go back. Because I feel like when you're just reading a Bible, it's like, okay, you're reading the Bible and you're taking notes.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. Or, like, not like, you know, the soap method that people use. Don't get me wrong, that's all cool and stuff, but it's like, you know, you do that and it's like, okay, soap method, you write it down, scripture, observation, prayer, and whatever the case may be, and it's like you write that down, okay, chapter one done, next chapter tomorrow. I feel like by the time you already wake up, I mean, obviously you're not gonna forget, but it's like okay, next chapter, it's like repeated, like it's you're repeating the same da 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 da.
Yeah.
But I feel like when you really talk about it, it's like, okay, like I heard this point of view from this person, oh my gosh, that's so cool, let me go back to my Bible and write that down. Or like, you know, it boosts like some type of like confidence in you to want to go back to the Bible and read some more to come back and actually talk about it. So like even like that's why like Bible, I really encourage like Bible studies, because those are really, really good ways to like really talk about God and like, you know, or just even just having random conversations.
Yeah.
I've been like, talking about like, yeah, guys, I don't think.
Okay, don't even get started. Okay, let's end episode here.
Can I just say something though? Because I have a story. Like, I don't know what time. No,
there's no time for you to share.
Okay, wait. I'm not gonna say anything.
There's
I'm just no gonna time. Say. So basically, I was talking. This was during the first year of university, and basically, we were talking about like conspiracy theories. And I was basically telling them about my. I'm not gonna say my conspiracy theory.
No, but there's no time for in this episode for you.
My conspiracy theory, and basically, from there on, we literally went to talk about God. Like, you see how we just diverted?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for joining us for this episode. It's actually really insightful, though, even though I'm not taking notes. But they're in my brain. Yeah. But thank you, Hannah, for joining us. And we'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.